Hello all, welcome to IBM vSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today we have Jane Lee from IBM vSphere Level 2 China team to present how to troubleshoot MQ clustering problem. During our presentation, all the lines are mute. If you want to unmute your line, please press star 6. After the presentation, there will be a QA and you can ask your question. Thank you. Now, Jane, please.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jane. I currently work with IBM CDL MQ Level 2 support team. I have been supporting MQ for 13 years. And today's topic is MQ cluttering concept and troubleshooting. This session is intermediate level, and the duration will be about 15 minutes. So next, I'll move on to page 2. Okay. So let's take a look at agenda. So firstly, I want to give a brief introduction of some MQ cluttering concept, then move to MQ cluttering troubleshooting part. And in this part, I will discuss how to collect mass-gather documents for MQ cluttering related issues, then share with you about some common MQ cluttering problem, as well as their possible root cause analysis and resolution. I am covering a few simple problem workaround methods for some of MQ cluttering issues. After session, we'll conduct a question and answer section. You have the opportunity to ask your question. So next, I'll move on to page 4. So as we know, MQ clutter is a loosely coupled system, consists of many queue managers. It could bring benefit in large-scale environment, like simplified administration, workload balancing, and to some degree, increased system availability. As best practice, every cluster should have two and only two queue managers holding full repository of information about the queue managers, queues, and channel in a cluster. This repository also contains requests from the other queue manager in the cluster for update to the information. So next, I'll move on to page 5. So there are several system cluster queues as listed here. Each queue manager stores its repository information in message on a queue called system.cluster.repository.queue. And the queue manager is change repository information in message on a queue called system.cluster.command.queue. And cluster queue manager send request to full repository queue manager and receive MQ cluster repository message from full repository queue manager through system.cluster.command.queue. MQ cluster repository task process in terms of EMQ RAMFE process, open cluster command queue for input and wait for message to arrive. Hence, the queue's current depth for cluster command queue should be zero or decrementing. Otherwise, you need to check whether MQ cluster repository task process is running normally or not. A cluster repository queue is used to store MQ cluster repository information. So the current depth of this queue will be more than zero. Each cluster queue manager has a cluster transmission queue called system.cluster.transmit.queue. And prior to MQ version 7.5, including MQ version 7.0 and 7.1, in MQ cluster environment, all the message transmitted to the other queue manager is through system.cluster.transmit.queue. So you need to check whether there's large amount of message accumulated in this queue. Yes, you need to figure out the root cause. And since MQ version 7.5, MQ begin to allow user to config multiple transmission queue to transfer message in cluster environment. So you config other transmission queue at MQ version 7.5. You need to monitor whether there's message build up on those queues. And about system.cluster.history.queue, this queue is introduced after MQ version 7.0.1. And when refresh cluster command is issued, MQ will firstly seal the content of the cluster repository cache into the system.cluster.history.queue. So you need to make sure this queue is enabled in advance. Then you don't collect document before refresh cluster command. You can send in queue file for cluster history queue to MQ support for troubleshooting. So one thing to note here is system cluster queue are for MQ internal use only. It's important application do not put or get message from system cluster queue. And make sure these queues are enabled. Next, I'll move on to page 6. So this diagram shows what happened when a cluster queue is opened for the first time on a queue manager. There are totally 8 steps. So step 1, MQ open request is issued, and as part of the MQ open, the repository cache is examined to see if the queue is known about. New information is available in the cache, as this is the first MQ open of the queue on this queue manager. So step 2, a message is put to the system.cluster.command.queue requesting the repository task to subscribe for the queue. Then step 3, when the repository task is running, it has the system.cluster.command.queue open for input and is waiting for message to arrive. So it reads the request from the queue. The repository task creates a subscription request accordingly. Step 4, the subscription request is written by class repository task process to MQ cluster repository cache and then write to cluster repository queue for synchronization. The subscription request is then sent to two full repositories through system.cluster.transmit.queue, awaiting delivery to the system.cluster.command.queue on the full repository queue manager. Then step 5, the channel to the full repository queue manager is started automatically, and the message is delivered to the full repository. The full repository processes the message and stores the subscription request. Then step 6, the full repository queue manager sends back the information about the queue being opened to the system.cluster.command.queue on the partial repository queue manager. Then step 7, the message is read from the cluster command queue by the repository task. Step 8, the information about the queue now is stored in the repository cache and hidden to the system.cluster.repository.queue. At this point, the partial repository queue manager have known which queue manager hosted the queue. The next step, it needs to find out the information about cluster channels connecting to the queue manager which hosted the queue. So it can create all two different cluster sender channels to them. To do this, more subscription would be made to the full repository. So next, I'll move on to page 7. This diagram shows how cluster object change propagated within MQ cluster. The important thing to note about change propagation is notification of a change always start at the queue manager where the change occurs. In a cluster, resources are defined, altered, and deleted by the owner of the resource. When a resource change, such as a queue, for example, the change is firstly reflected in the local queue manager. This queue manager then publishes the change to two full repository. Full repository then publishes the change to any other full repository for which they have manually defined cluster sender channel, and they also publish the change to any partial repository which have subscribed for the resource that have been modified. And in this way, a change applied to a local owned resource is propagated to all repository, inlet cluster, and all parcel queue manager that have application have expressed interest in the resource at NQ open time. And change propagation also need to take place. Your queue manager is being removed from the cluster. The resource that queue manager own in the cluster, any queue and its cluster receiver channel or cluster sender channel should be deleted, and this delete will get published around the cluster so that all the queue manager are aware of the change. And quite often, we have seen occur is a queue manager is removed without first deleting its cluster resource. This leave a situation where the rest of cluster still think the queue manager exists. If you find this problem has occurred, you will need to use the reset cluster command to fork remove the queue manager definition out of the cluster. So next, I move on to page 8. I'm talking about when does workload balancing occur. In a typically set up, where a message is put to a queue manager in the cluster, destined for a backend cluster queue manager, there are three places where workload balance may occur, as the diagram shows. The first step is at either NQ open or NQ pull time, depending on the band option associated with message affinity. Your band on open is specified, then this means all message will go to the same destination. So once the destination is chosen at NQ open time, no more workload balancing will occur on the message. And your band not fixed is specified. The message can be sent to any of the available destinations. The decision where to send the message is made at NQ pull time. However, this may change while the message is in transit. The second place is your channel from a queue manager to a backend server going into retry, then any band not fixed message waiting to be sent down that channel will go through workload balancing again to see if there is a different destination that's available. And the third place is your message is sent down a channel, then at the far end the channel code issue an NQ put to put the message to the target queue, and the workload algorithm will be called. So next, I'll move on to page 9. The NQ clustering workload algorithm use workload balancing attribute and many rules to select the final destination for message being put onto cluster queue. And this page lists workload algorithm used when determining the final destination for message being put onto cluster queue. These rules are influenced by the settings applied to the attribute for queues, queue managers, and channels. And I'll cover those attributes shortly in following slides. Initially, the queue manager builds a list of possible destinations from two procedures. One is matching the target object name and object queue manager name with queue manager alias definition that are shared in the same cluster. Two, finding unique routes, or in other words, channels to a cluster queue manager that hosts a queue with the name object name. NQ follow the sequence post on this page to eliminate destination from the list of possible destination. And for example, firstly, NQ will check whether cluster queue is put enabled or not. If it's put disabled, this cluster queue will be removed from possible destination. NQ will also check attribute cluster sequence CLWLUSEQ, deciding whether NQ will put message to local queue instance only. And you can find more explanation and detail from NQ InfoCenter link included in this slide. Next, I'll move on to page 10. And most of users want to choose round-bin processing for workload balance. And if you want to do so, you need to consider from several perspectives. And for application, you need to avoid using message affinity and leave NQ MQMD.md update queue manager name blank to allow the queue manager to choose the queue instance. And you have a local instance of the cluster queue. Then all messages are routed to that local instance of the cluster queue. And you can set the cluster sequence object attribute to any to route message to local and remote instance of a cluster queue. And just as I mentioned about workload algorithm, you need to make sure that all instance of that cluster queue is enabled for put, and all relevant cluster channel are in running or in active state. Let's please move on to page 11. As I talked just now, firstly, NQ workload balance will happen either at NQ open or NQ put time, depending on the open band options. And this page is talking about band options in more detail. Your application open options send to band on open. Messages are bound to a destination chosen at NQ open. All message put using open and open handle are bound to same destination. And you decide to band not fixed. Each message is bound to a destination at NQ put. And workload balancing down on every message. As best practice, we recommend to set band not fixed option on application side you want to use round bin message processing. NQ version 7.1 later, there's a new open option, NQOO band on group. This option will allow an application to request a group of messages is allocated to the same destination instance. Groups are only routed to a single destination when NQPMO logic order option is specified on the NQ put. And when NQ open bound on group is specified, but a message is not part of a group, band not fixed will be used instead. The default option of NQ open bounding is NQO underline band underline as queue definition. That means the banding will be taken from the DEF band queue attribute. About DEF band queue attribute, there are three options as listed. And please note that default option is NQ bound on open. So you want to use round bin message processing, but the application open bounding option as default, then you must change queue's DEF band queue attribute. And one thing to note here is the distribution of user message is not always exact even you choose round bin message processing, because administration and maintenance of the cluster cause administrative message to flow across channel. So the result is an uneven distribution of user message, which can take some time to stabilize. So next, I'll move on to page 12. This page is listing more detail about the cluster sequence attribute. There are three options for this attribute. You need to choose any you want. Remote queue instance can be chosen when a local queue instance exists. And default option is queue manager. That means you leave it to default. Then it will take value from queue manager's same attribute. And for queue manager, this attribute has two options. Default option is local, so you need to set to any. So you need to set to any you want round bin message processing for workload balance purpose. Next, I move on to page 13. This page lists attribute for queues, queue managers, and the channels which will influence the rules of workload algorithm when determining the final destination for message being put onto cluster queue. Next, I'll move on to page 14. Here, I include some useful administration tool you could use for MQ clustering environment. It includes MQ employer, RunQSC command, and MQ version 7.0.1.7 later introduce a sample utility, call it EMQSCLM, and it's designed to be used where the consuming application are long-running application. it can modify the distribution of message across a cluster based on the state of the attached application. And you can learn more detail about it from MQ Info Center link I posted. And next, I'll move on to page 15. And this page highlights behavior change regarding cluster repository task process after MQ version 7.1 and 7.5 comparing to MQ version 7.0. The major change need to highlight here is when cluster repository manager terminated, queue manager will terminate it immediately. This degen change is introduced because MQ cluster become a much more popular in most of user environment. So cluster repository manager is considered to be a critical system process for MQ system. But you have options to back up this behavior change by setting queue manager tuning parameter, tolerate repository failing to true. The following, then next I'll move on to page 16. And the following two pages will introduce some best practice of using MQ clustering. For example, you shouldn't use a reset cluster command on production system unless guided by IBM support. And you need to stay current on MQ maintenance since there are numerous APR associated with MQ clustering. So having the latest feedback applied can help you to avoid known issues that have been already been identified. And cluster may contain mixed version of MQ software. So make sure the full repository are the latest MQ version and feedback among cluster. And most of MQ clustering issues are introduced by improper administration tasks. So make sure you follow steps in the MQ Info Center as listed. And we also have a new webcast session talking about avoiding cluster administration pitfall. I have attached this webcast web link in the reference part of this PPT, and you can visit and download the presentation. Next, I'll move on to page 17. And when your queue manager was removed from cluster and rejoined, make sure you use correct option to do refresh cluster. And we have developed a work article which summarized 10 quick tips for the health cluster. You can use it as a good reference to keep a healthy cluster. And next, I'll move on to troubleshooting section. At the beginning, I'll talk about how to gather required document to diagnose MQ cluttering issues. So move on to page 19. We have a must gather link which could get you how to gather required document for MQ cluttering related issues. And you can collect data manually or automatically using RAMQ RAS. And for RAMQ RAS, it has pre-requirement for MQ version and feedback. I'll cover it shortly. And as listed in this page, the required information include MQ version and feedback level information. The output of MQ RFDM utility, which will help you gather key MQ cluttering repository cache information. And you have to gather data manually. You need to download an input file for EMQ RFDM utility from the MustGather website. Another key document is MQ cluster object definition, including cluster queue, cluster channel, and other objects, as well as their status information. You can gather that by issuing runqsc command. And next, I move on to page 20. And there are other required documents, including MQ error log and MQ config output. and you may be asked by MQ support to gather MQ trace for some particular issues. And please note that usually we need to gather trace and other information on two queue manager. The queue manager with the cluster problem and one of full repository queue manager. But if it is repository cache related issues like 2085, 2189 error, we also need to gather trace on the queue manager where local queue instance reside. So you need to gather information from at least three queue manager. For cluster repository cache related issues, you will happen to execute refresh cluster before collecting document. You need to send in the queue file of system.cluster.history.queue. And next, I'll move on to page 21. And RunMQ RES is a much helpful utility which could help user to automate MQ doc collection procedure, but is only full functional on MQ version 7.018 later and 7.101 later and MQ 7.5. We have a tech note which has great detail telling about how to use RunMQ RES. Please visit the link listed on this page to get more detail. And minor section for this utility is to specify the particular session you want to gather, such as definition, mean MQ object definition information, and you will specify cluster, means MQ cluster related information, and it will automatically gather MQ RFDM script after food and cluster resource definition and status, as I mentioned earlier. And when you use RunMQ RES to gather information, please make sure queue manager is in running state. Otherwise, you will fail to gather valid information like object definition and MQ RFDM output. Let's move on to page 23. So next, I would like to talk about common vSphere MQ cluttering problem, and those problems listed are the ones we support team receive multiple times, or it may have big impact if you do not take action according to the step we have identified to recover the problem. And some items are particular problem, but some are general error. So basically, I do not have enough time to go into great detail. I'm going to give a high level detail for each problem, and we have more information or link which could give you more information on each item. Next, I'll get through this item one by one. So EMQ, and now we are on page 24, EMQ 9456 error. It means update not received for the queue. This error is a general error. You will still remember I just talked about how change propagate in an MQ cluster environment. And additionally, you learn no change with an object. The object information will be republished and sent to full repository after 27 days. And for the other cluster queue manager which are subscribing this object information, they will receive remote cluster queue definition 27 days later from full repository. And if not, they will keep that definition for 90 days. And when AMQ 9456 error occur, it means queue manager cannot receive object update information from full repository 27 days later in case they held a subscription for this object. Then you need to check the status of the queue manager where the object exists and whether these queue manager are still connected to the cluster. Also make sure the cluster sender channel to the full repository are not in retry state, as well as there's no repository message pile up on cluster command queue or cluster transmission queue. There are several known APAR related to this error. It's important you keep up to date with MQ most recent maintenance, especially when you use MQ clustering. So next, I'll move on to page 25. So 2085 and 2087 error is a common error associated with MQ cluster repository cache not updated correctly. Before I get into detail, I would like to give a brief introduction about MQ cluster repository cache. MQ cluster repository cache is held in a piece of memory while the commander is running. MQ execution controller process is the owner of the cluster repository cache. MQ cluster repository queue manager is responsible to update the MQ cluster repository cache. And when the queue manager ends or at some other time, the cache is written to the cluster repository queue. And when queue manager starts, it will load the information from cluster repository queue. And full repository queue manager will send repository information to cluster command queue. Then MQ cluster repository manager will be responsible to get the message from the cluster command queue and update into cluster repository cache. At the same time, it will write to the cluster repository queue to keep synchronized. As I mentioned earlier, EMQ-RFDM is used to dump MQ cluster repository cache, and also system cluster history queue can be written with cluster repository cache information when refresh cluster command is invoked at MQ version 7.01 afterward. So now let's return and talk about 2085 and 2087 error. The typical cause for these two errors is queue manager where the object exists or queue manager reporting error may not have successfully entered the cluster or cluster object subscription has expired or has not been renewed. So the resolution is to ensure the two queue manager can each display all of the full repository in the cluster. And you not make sure cluster sender channel to the full repository are not in retry state. And if the region is repository cache out of sync with information on full repository queue manager, you should refresh cluster with repath option to yes. Another possible cause is you do not use appropriate open option to open the queue. And you cannot use MQ-GET from remote cluster queue, so make sure the open option are for output only. So next, I'll move on to page 26. Let's take a look at some additional scenario which could cause 2085 or 2087 error based on real problem we receive. And scenario one is a somewhat complicated scenario. It's triggered by incorrectly deleted queue manager and rejoin, and that cause duplicate QM ID. You can use reset cluster to remove duplicate QM ID, and if it stopped working, you need to try refresh cluster command. Scenario 2 is caused by incorrect cluster channel configuration, and it may accompany with EMQ 9456 error. And in this circumstance, you need to make sure the full repository have enough cluster sender channel defined to correctly connect them together in case you have more than two full repository. And the update to the cluster only flow between the full repository over manually defined cluster sender channel. So the solution is to add cluster sender channel definition to make full repository interconnected fully. So next, I'll move on to page 27. Again, there are several known APAR which could cause the problem at MQ version 7.0 and 7.1. So please visit MQ FixPack website to get more detailed information regarding such APAR. So next, I'll move on to page 28. It's 2189 error. This error is error code normally returned from the first NQ open call for cluster queue, and it is signified that a queue manager has not been able to determine UQs of the specified object name are shared within cluster. And more specifically, the queue manager has not received a reply to such question sent to two full repository queue manager for each cluster of which it is a member. And there can be a number of reasons to cause the queue manager fail to receive a reply to subscription sent to the two full repository queue manager, such as the queue manager didn't properly join the cluster, and repository cache is in inconsistent state, and cluster object subscription was not renewed. So next, I'll move on to page 29. To resolve the problem, the key thing is to make sure cluster sender channel to the full repository are not in retry state. And you also need to check whether cluster repository manager is running and no message accumulated in cluster command queue. And if the queue is correctly in the cluster, again, you need to check you have used appropriate open option to open the handle, to open the queue like before. And the last option you could try is to use the refresh cluster command. Next, I'll move on to page 30. It's talking about the ENQ 9430 error and the 9428 error. Those errors are caused by manually defined cluster channel between partial repository queue manager instead of use automatically defined cluster channel. Our full repository queue manager has a manually defined cluster sender channel to a partial. So accordingly, the resolution is to remove manually defined cluster channel between partial repository queue manager, then redefine cluster sender channel to full repository queue manager, then do a refresh cluster on partial cluster queue manager. So next, I'll move on to page 31. So we are talking about message build up on cluster transmit queue. It's a typical NQ cluster issue and is a problem which could cause high business impact. And prior to NQ version 7.5, all message routed within NQ cluster is through NQ system cluster transmission queue. And firstly, you need to check whether there's some cluster sender channel not running normally or is in dark state. And you need to check you learned uncommitted message in a cluster transmission queue by display queue status command. Or you have a busy cluster that has many messages moving, you can identify which channel is responsible by issue the command I posted to eliminate the channels that have only a few messages available to deliver. It's also possible that cluster receiver channel on remote queue manager side This state may become paused. So checking with, and you also need to check whether there's message being put to dead letter queue, since when destination queue cannot be put due to full or disabled condition, the message may go to the dead letter queue. So next, please move on to page 32. This page listed NQ Information Center link, which will guide how to check whether channel is moving message or moving message fast enough. Another possibility to cause message pile up on cluster transmission queue is message is put using bound on open, but destination queue manager is not available to deliver message. And again, there is some APAR related to these issues. So page 33. This page lists possible problem resolution method, which corresponds to each possible cause I am talking about just now. So you can consider to add more cluster receiver channel on remote site. You they are not moving message fast enough or improve network performance. So let's move on to page 34. Cluster Repository Manager crash. And Cluster Repository Manager now is a critical process. And as I mentioned earlier, new behavior introduced after MQ version 7.1. Cluster Repository Manager become a fast-bound process, and MQQ Manager will terminate it immediately in case MQRMFA process crash. So there are several possible reasons that could cause the Cluster Repository Manager process crash, such as wrong operation to terminate process, or Cluster Repository queue damage, or product defect like IZ25030. And to recover this problem, you can reboot queue manager, or you need to fix root cause like repository queue damage. So next, I'll move on to page 35. You want a round-bin message processing, but found it's not working as you expected. For example, you have 4 queue manager, but 1 queue manager workload may be only 10%, and you don't know why. Just like I talk about from slide 9 to slide 13, there are several areas you could check first, and you still cannot figure out root cause. The only way to go forward is to gather trace of the queue manager that the putting application is connected to, as well as other MQ cluster must gather document. Then page 36. Next, I'm going to introduce several possible problem workaround methods for some problem scenario. It's quite simple, but sometimes it's quite helpful to recover your problem. We strongly suggest you try those problem recovery methods after gathering MQ cluster must gather document for pursuing root cause analysis later. Then move to page 37. Like we discussed earlier, some MQ cluster issues are caused by channel not running normally. So you list the case, restarting cluster channel will help to recover the problem. So next, please, I'll move to page 38. So most of cluster issues is caused by cluster repository cache not updated. So once you gather the complete doc, you can try with refresh cluster to recover such problem. And for issues with cluster repository process terminated, you could try the rebooting the queue manager to recover the problem. So now I'll give a quick summary for today's session. And in this session, I talk about MQ cluttering concept first, then focus on troubleshooting. And I discuss how to gather required document, share with some typical MQ cluttering problem or general error based on our support experience. So also discuss possible calls and method to resolve those problems. And lastly, I introduce some simple problem workaround method for quick recovery at last. So I would suggest you to read reference material attached in the PPT if you want to learn more about MQ cluttering topic. So you can see there's some additional WebSphere product resource. And I would strongly recommend you to go through some webcast. There is some new webcast like the Ask the Expert Replay, MQ cluttering, awarding cluster administration pitfall, and considerations in design and maintain a WebSphere MQ cluttering environment. They are very good presentation. So I suggest you can download this presentation and hear the replay. So now is there any questions regarding anything discussed so far?
To ask questions, please press star 6 to unmute your line.
And you can also post your questions in same time chat. So any questions so far?
So you go? Will you ask the question using hand tag, using raise your hand?
Hi.
Hi.
Where can we get the documents related overlapping cluster? You have covered the overlapping cluster here in this?
Is
your training covering the overlapping cluster concept?
Overlapping, so you ask overlapping cluster?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do not cover this topic in today's session. So, are you interested in overlapping cluster?
Yes, we have a client requirement who want to use the overlapping cluster.
Okay. So, would you please, you can send the email to us. Just reply the smart cloud. Just reply the invitation letter, then I can send an email to include a relative resource, or you can ask you there specific questions you want to ask, you can include in your email.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hi. I want to check with you, can we do refresh cluster on partial repository? Is it recommended to do on partial repository?
So you ask whether you can do refresh cluster on partial repository queue manager,
yes.
Right? Yes. And sometimes you find your repository cache is not updated. You can get the required document and then try this refresh cluster.
Okay, when we do refresh cluster, we need to select repos yes or repos no?
Depend on. And you choose repos to yes, it will, the information about the full repository will also be refreshed.
Okay. But if you choose no, what it will do?
You choose no. Only the wait a minute. Let me find a detailed explanation for you. Use the repository to no. The queue manager will retain knowledge of all locally defined cluster queue manager and cluster queue and all cluster queue manager that are full repository. But you use the repository yes.
Yeah, I have one question. I got some error update not received on full repository queue manager logs. Okay. When I check, what does it mean? Just now I saw in your slide the update not received from partial repository to full repository, but channels, everything is running fine.
Mm-hmm.
What could be the issue?
So you mean you receive the ENQ 9456 error, mm-hmm. update not received error.
Correct.
That the channel is running, right?
Yes.
Let me back to the presentation. You sent the channel is running. Have you ever checked whether there is message pile up on cluster command queue or cluster transmission queue?
No message pile up on cluster transmission queue, but I didn't check on cluster command queue.
Okay. So, as I put it, there's several known APR maybe related with the EMQ 9456 error. What's your current feedback level?
It's my feedback level is
7101. So. Have you ever checked whether the full repository queue manager is shown normally on this queue manager?
No, that's why sometimes it will show for only one or two queues, not for all. But we didn't take any action for that, then maybe after some days it disappeared.
Oh, so the problem only occur for one queue, right?
Yeah, maybe one or two queues.
And for these issues, we may need you provide the cluster cache information and then check. Normally for these issues, we may gather the queue manager reporting this error and the queue manager with host queue and the full repository cache, then we can check what's the problem, where is the problem.
Okay. Can I know what is the refresh interval for cluster?
I'm sorry, can you say again?
What is the refresh interval? For example, I created one queue in one partial repository. So, will it reflect immediately in the cluster repository or it will take some time?
You mean the refresh cluster, or whether the refresh cluster command will take effect immediately or later, right?
No, without, okay, for example, I created some queues in partial repository. Now, will it be appeared immediately in the full repository, or is there any time?
Oh, you create some queue or alter the queue. The change will be propagated immediately. All the channels are working normally.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So do you have any other questions?
Okay, I have one more thing. When I remove QManager, I mean using reset command, it is not removing properly because I need to type reset almost 4 or 5 times. Then it will remove that QMID. Otherwise, it will be there and it will be showing as a system.temp UID something, the distribute, I mean the QMID.
I'm sorry, I do not get your questions fully, so.
Okay, the QM, when I do reset command, the QMID should remove immediately, right?
Yeah, right.
But the QMID didn't remove. There are 4 QMIDs, which is duplicated by, I mean, the 2 is duplicated, the other 2 is correct. The duplicated one is using system ID dot TMP something, one is using with QManager and date.
So you want to remove one duplicate message ID, but
yes.
After executing the command, it seems not taking effect, right?
Yes,
because after you issue reset after, there should be a communicate. You issue this command on Pazzo QManager, it will also communicate with the full repository. So you need to check the communication with the full repository. You are not working as expected.
Okay.
So normally, if the communication have problem, you execute this command, but the full repository cannot receive the repository cache will not be updated correctly.
Yes, I forgot. Maybe Monday we can talk. If it's left tomorrow, we can do right. Well, then, from morning, I was no work for me. I forgot that one shortly.
So, any other questions?
Hello, may I ask a question?
Oh, sure.
Actually, I have a question. I have a problem which is quite confused me. Before I talk about my problem, may I just introduce my cluster structure. I got 3 queue managers in my cluster. 2 are full repository and 1 is partial repository. In partial repository, we have manually defined one sender channel and receiver channel to the full repository. The problem I encountered just when the full repository is going down, I mean the one connected with the partial repository, we found the other full repository cannot actually contact with the partial repository. Because the RISC two repositories, queue managers were still running when the one was done. So I'm just wondering whether I must set two standard channel to each full repository in this case.
Oh, it's not necessary because for each Pazzo repository queue manager, it only need to defend 2 channels. One is cluster sender channel pointing to one of 4 repository. You needn't even, you know, after you defend this cluster sender channel to one of 4 repository queue manager, the other full repository will know this connection immediately. So even the full repository queue manager is down, another full repository queue manager is full aware of the whole cluster environment.
So the other one is supposed to can contact with the
Yes.
So you mean the my situation is no normal one, right? Maybe some problem exists with my configuration.
Right. You have problem to communicate with other full repository. When another full repository is down, it may have problem.
So do you have any suggestion to look up this issue? If the issue happened again, I can have some clue to find out the root cause and change and do some identification maybe.
Yeah, it just you need to gather the must-gather document. And you know the master gather. I'm not sure what's your environment. What's your MQ version?
I got the MQ version 7.0.1.
Is it version 7.0.1.8 later?
Yes. 0.1. No, actually the one with problem is 7.0.0.1. It's quite early distribution, I think.
Okay. You cannot use the run MQ RAS. You need to collect the document manually. So just like the slide. All right.
Let's see. Let me check the slide.
So can you show me the slide or the link? With this mass gather.
I'll show you the slide number. It should be the. The slide 19-20.
It includes all the information we require. So for your problem, you need to check the channel status first. Whether the parcel repository queue manager can communicate with the full repository normally, you need to check whether the channel status is running or not.
As I remember, at that time, the partial repository channel is no running with any full repository. So
it's not running, right?
Yeah, it's not running.
Is there
any channel status at that time?
Okay. So I think it may be the communication problem. And how do you recover the problem?
I just resumed the full repository queue manager.
Okay. Have you ever tried start the master channel to another working full repository queue manager?
No. Do you mean just use the MQSC to manually start the channel?
Yes. Start channel.
No. Actually, I haven't tried this action.
Okay. I think it should be a problem. And
yes,
next time.
But when all three queue managers are running, I mean in normal time, the cluster is working fine. All the application is doing fine, I think. So the problem may be just at that point. If one full repository getting done.
I don't think it's not necessary to define two clusters in the channel to two full repository. only one classes in the channel, and we only suggest to defend only one classes in the channel, not defend two classes in the channel.
Okay.
So Euler's problem we need to troubleshoot.
But is there any impact if I manually define two channels with the full repository?
Yeah, just like I mentioned in the presentation, it may cause the class repository cache not updated correctly. You manually defend some channel. You can see the problem I talked about. Some is caused by the unnecessary class panel definition. Just like the AMQ 9430 and AMQ 9428 error. You learn the manually defined class channel between Castle Repository Commander or you have
fitness is nothing.
Nothing what?
My
So it may cause unintended error. So we do not recommend to defend two classes in the channel to two full repository.
Okay. So thank you.
Okay. So any other questions? So, any other questions so far?
Okay, if there's no more questions, we will finish our presentation today. Thank you all for joining the presentation.